break something today. Because understand, the breaking is the same as birthing. And if I break it, things are going to remain still. You're going to remain stuck. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to give God praise so that you can break through.
But Jesus, 17, we have here only five loaves.
loaves of bread and two fish? They answered. And Jesus, bring them here to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the five loaves and the two fish, looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls, of broken pieces that were left over. Watch this. This is the piece that really rocks your socks. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. And complain. We will give permission to be still and stuck. But if we have how to be rich in whatever area you want it to be, to be rich, to be fruitful. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for having a place to worship you. Lord, we thank you for the breath in our mouths, in our nostrils, in our lungs. We thank you for the sight that we can see. We thank you that our eardrums are operating so that we can hear. And God, we thank you that our hearts are in the right place so that we can receive, directly from you. So God, I'm asking you, I give you permission. You have all authority, autonomy. Hide me behind your cross, the thing that you sacrificed your life on. Hide me behind it. I'm asking you to do the work. You have your will, you have your way. God, do what you want to do in this place today. And if you're tuning in online, in homes, or in cars, right now, have your way. We're asking these things, God, because we trust you, we believe you, and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. You may be seated. Let me get a sip of that water. Just crack that top. If the devil knew what you're going to learn today, he would make sure that you don't get broken. If the devil knew what you will learn today, he would do his best to distract you from being broken. Broke. It comes from the Greek word klon. It means to be separated, detached, cut, broken from a larger space, broken. And how many of us have ever been in a situation where you've been in a bad breakup? Come on, somebody. I thought I was getting more ooms than that. I know I ain't the only one that's been in a breakup. Is there anybody that's ever been in a breakup? Things broke off. And how many of us know that the pain that is the result of that breakup is painful? I don't know who I'm talking to, but you may have had a high school sweetheart that you broke up with, and you can still remember the way it felt when it was over. What did I do? What did I do wrong? And it's over. And the agony of the pain. Maybe it was a job you lost. Maybe it was a friend that and y'all was A school coons for years, and for whatever reason, broken. And the pain breakup is so hurtful. And we try to avoid breakups. As a matter of fact, some of us try to avoid getting in relationships because we don't want to be broken up. Because it's too painful. But if you knew that the brokenness actually is the birthing for something that is fruitful in your life, you would celebrate instead of murmuring. We all hate pain. We love pleasure. But we hate the pain. It's painful. Come on, some of us won't even go into a gym right now. Because you're anticipating the pain. But I'm here to tell you, no pain, no gain. It is the breaking that actually transforms you for birthing for fruit. You want to look like that, you got to go through some breaking. But it's when we complain, when we murmur, when we have excuses, is when we find ourselves stuck and still we won't move. Come on. We don't want to move. We don't want to go through the process of broken or birthing. When I say the word broken, for the sake of this message, I'm saying birth.
Amen.
Because birthing is painful.
Amen. But
it is a breaking. Hallelujah. When my wife was pregnant and we were excited about it, the excitement is what gave permission for the water to break.
Yeah.
And the water breaking is what gave birth, and then now we see the fruit.
Yeah.
The only way you can get to the fruit, come on somebody. I know your life feels like it's at a standstill. I need something to move in my life. But the only way to get to the fruit, there has to be a birthing, there has to be a breaking. And I know it's painful. It's like a chicken laying an egg. The only way that chick survives, what it's got to do, it's got to break through that shell. That's the only way. It might be painful, but the only way you can birth is to go through the break. And that's the only way you're going to get to the fruit. The fruit is the product. It is the manifestation of what you produce. An apple is nothing without the apple tree. It needs an apple tree to produce its fruit. The apple is a fruit of a tree, of an apple tree. But you have to go through the pain. You have to go through the break to get the fruit. I remember when I broke my arm. I broke my arm and it was painful.
Yes.
Oh, it hurt. It was painful. And I remember that when the doctors put the cast around it, it was amazing because what I learned, our biology is amazing.
Yeah.
It don't need you. Yeah. It don't need you. It heals all by itself. It don't need you to mess up nothing. But as the arm was healing, it was described to me that around the break, there's calcium buildup around the broken spot. Now, the calcium buildup is stronger than the bone. That means that it's almost impossible to break the arm in the same spot. What are you saying? The breaking birth me to be stronger in that same spot than I was before. Never been stronger and mature to find my fruit.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but you've been through some breakups in your life, some breakings in your life, but the enemy got the wrong one, because if God can change your mindset for gratitude, if you can be thankful to know that out of this, I'm going to be stronger than I've ever been before, you would be thankful. This is why Paul says, joy. Not just in the good times, he says, joy.